Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets." Jesus turns your losses to wins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever lost something that made you really sad? Maybe a favorite stuffed animal, or maybe a friend moved away. Maybe it was a pet you loved, a special toy you saved up for, a chance to play in a big game, or even the respect of someone you care about. Sometimes we lose things that feel really important, like our place in a group, our good reputation, or even the attention and love we wanted from others. Jesus knew his followers would lose things, friends, comfort, or even popularity, just because they believed in him. He told them, "Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you when people hate you because of the Son of Man." Wait, what? That sounds backwards, doesn't it? How can being left out or teased be a blessing? Jesus was showing his followers the hidden blessing of faith. When you lose things for Jesus, you gain something far greater: heaven. Let's think about it. The people Jesus was talking to were not powerful or popular. Some were poor. Some were hungry. Some had people laughing at them. It didn't look like a blessing at all. But Jesus wanted them to see with eyes of faith. He wanted them to know, "You are mine. Even if the world takes things from you, I will never leave you." Here's something really amazing. God already lost it all for you. Jesus was rejected, hated, and nailed to a cross. He gave up everything so you could gain everything. The Bible says, "Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." When he rose from the dead, he promised that his saints, you, will share his victory. That means when you feel left out, Jesus is sitting right beside you. When you lose something here, he whispers, "Remember what you can't even lose: my love, my forgiveness, my heaven." So the next time you feel small because of your faith, remember Jesus' words: "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven." It might feel hidden now, but your blessing is very real, and no one can take it away. Even if you've lost something because Jesus is in your life, you already have the best gift: heaven. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me even when life feels hard. Help me to trust you when I feel left out, sad, or scared. Remind me that your love, forgiveness, and heaven are never lost. Keep me close to you every day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.